Welcome back. Today is the 8th of November 2023, and we are once again joined by the one and only John Le Bon. Hey, John. Welcome back.
Well, thank you very much. Hello, Hendo. Hello, Marianne. Hello, all the viewers. It is great to be back. You know, I love this office. This is a fantastic place. I'm jealous. I work out of a living room. That's my office. You guys have the cameras, the tripods, the lighting, the audio. This is professional.
Thank you. So today we are talking about your subreddit, which you created at the Reddit platform many years ago. It's called the NoPol, Conspiracy NoPol.
That's right.
Yeah. So can you do a brief introduction to that Reddit?
I will. First of all, is Reddit popular in Estonia? Do you know if it's a popular website here?
I think everybody knows about it, but I think it's not that much used, so it would be very interesting to hear about the benefits of Reddit.
It's definitely not popular among our friend group, people our age. I don't think many people use it, but I know there are many Estonian language Reddits out there, so there are Estonians who use them, but maybe they are younger people, maybe they are different type of people. I have no idea. I never used it. I tried, but I found it quite unuser-friendly. There were so many banners and ads, and I didn't find the no ad option. I'm not sure if there even is. And I even found the app very unuser-friendly. I tried to join Reddit many years ago, but I just found it too uncomfortable, so I never went there.
That's fair enough. The reason I ask is because Reddit is one of the most popular websites in the English-speaking world. You've got Wikipedia, and you've got the five or six that you would think, but Reddit on some metrics is top 10, and it's mostly people discussing different topics. And because the different subreddits are all their own niche, so there is a subreddit for cooking, there is a subreddit for this TV show, there's a subreddit for this country. So each subreddit has its own topic, and there is a subreddit called Conspiracy, and it is one of the most popular conspiracy forums in the world. It has thousands of active users, and there's always new topics. But in 2016, and so I used it. I was using that to find new topics to research. I was using this to discuss different ideas that I had. Because if I have an idea, I can't just knock on my next door neighbor's house and say, hey, have you heard? It's not going to work, right?
Yeah.
But you can go on Reddit and discuss these ideas. And some of them, they're into conspiracies. Some of them are not into them. You get a whole different diverse group of people. So it's a good place to discuss ideas. And so I was using it for years. But then in 2016, this election was happening, or 2015 even, the election was coming up, and the conspiracy subreddit got flooded with people who wanted to talk about Donald Trump and Hillary. And so I was frustrated by this. And then the same thing was happening in the lead up to 2020, this election. So I had this idea, why don't I create my own subreddit called Conspiracy No Poll, as in no politics? And I didn't really think it'd become very popular. I just thought it could possibly. So whenever I saw somebody on Conspiracy saying, hey, why is there all this talk about politics? I would reply, yeah, it's annoying, isn't it? Lucky there's this other subreddit where we just discuss conspiracies and not politics. And I would intentionally do this over and over again. And the traffic on the NoPol subreddit started to grow. And eventually, the moderators of the conspiracy subreddit realized that too much of their traffic was going to me, and they banned it. But by that stage, it was too late. And the NoPol started growing, and it's been growing ever since. And now it has over 60,000 subscribers.
These are actual people, not bots.
Well, that's the problem. We don't know. I actually suspect a large percentage of the traffic on Reddit, all of Reddit, is bots. I can't prove it, but I believe it could be 20%. It could be 50%.
How we know?
Yeah. And especially now with these GPTs, mm-hmm. these AIs, these language model robots, basically, we can't know. We can't know. So I don't know how many real people are there, but I know that at least some of them are real people. And lately, going back to our earlier conversation from the other day, lately, I've been talking about why I am skeptical that atoms exist. I'm skeptical. And I know that means that I'm crazy.
For those who do not know, what are atoms?
Well, I'm sure all of your fans around the world know the idea. Basically, this table is made up at a fundamental level of atoms.
That's what they claim.
That's what they claim. And so is your body, so is the air we're breathing. It's all made up of molecules that are made up of atoms. And atoms are supposedly made up of smaller things, protons and neutrons and electrons. And then, supposedly, those things are also made up of even smaller things. And this is modern science. And I used to believe in all of this stuff. I took chemistry and physics in senior high school. And I believed it all. And I believed, by the end of all of that, that my body was mostly empty space. That's the thing with people who believe in this so-called science. Ultimately, they believe that your body, this couch, everything is mostly empty space. Because in this atomic model, the nucleus is, say the nucleus is this big, there's an electron very far away, but it's going at breakneck speed. And so that's why these atoms can't, bump into each other. The electron shell is stopping that. But in between the electron and the, and this is the official story, guys, this is not conspiracy. In between the electron shell and the nucleus is effectively empty space. And what that means is that if this atomic model theory is physically true, that means that your body is mostly empty space. That means that this table, mostly empty space. That's what it ultimately means. And I used to believe that. And I don't believe it anymore. And so what happened was, a few weeks ago on Conspiracy No Poll, the subreddit, there was a topic about nuclear bombs. Because some people don't believe in nuclear bombs. And I interviewed possibly the most successful or well-known nuclear bomb skeptic. His name is Ray West. I interviewed him a few years ago. And I like a lot of what he has to say. And I don't personally believe in nuclear bombs. And a few weeks ago, somebody posted about that on Conspiracy No Poll. And it generated hundreds and hundreds of replies from these users. I don't even know who these people are. And I realized somebody is brigading us. That's where people on one subreddit are like, hey guys, go and check out these other people. And because it's mine is a conspiracy subreddit, a lot of people who believe science or they believe the official story, they want to come and pick on us and tease us. But there's one problem. I've probably studied more science than most of them have combined. You see? Yeah. So they think they're going to come to my subreddit and they're going to mock me or belittle me.
Ambush you.
They're going to ambush me is what they think. What they don't realize is the tables are going to turn. And that's exactly what happens. But now that that's happened, my subreddit has got all this attention. Because a lot of these people who believe TV or scientific experts, they assume that all conspiracy people are crazy. And a lot of them are. You know this is true.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A lot of conspiracy people really are.
Yeah.
Very simple people. A lot of them are. So these science people think they're all like that. They're not expecting somebody like me to say, I've read the scientific studies. In fact, I've got them right here. Let's talk about them. Mm-hmm. They're not used to that.
Yeah. It's nobody does it.
Nobody does that.
Yeah.
And it's not just with atoms. Dinosaurs is another good example. I've probably read more scientific studies on dinosaurs than 99.9% of the population combined. So when they come and talk to me, they're not expecting me to know any of this stuff. I actually know it better than they do. And it's the same thing with this atomic theory. Most of these science believers don't realize what they actually believe. They haven't looked into it properly. And I'm here to say, anybody who believes that this glass is mostly empty space and that my body is empty space, anybody who truly believes that is, they're not here anymore.
It sounds mental when you think about
it. It's completely insane.
Totally.
But in our reality, I'm the insane one because I'm saying, no, this is not empty space. This is solid.
Absolutely.
There are solids, there are liquids, and there are gases. There is no empty in the solid. And anybody convincing you otherwise, anyone who wants to convince you or convince you or convince me, your body's empty space. That person is either a lunatic or they're trying to manipulate you. Because if they can get you to believe that your body's empty space, they can get you to believe anything. And that's what I think a lot of science is about. Get you to believe the most insane things with complete faith when you're young. And then by the time you're an adult, you'll never question this. And then they can convince you of anything. They can convince you that some guy went and got some bat soup in a Wuhan market, but the bat soup was contaminated. And now you have to stay in your house on the other side of the world. Because yeah. Some guy ate some bat soup. That's only a small lie compared to, oh yeah, you're empty space. That camera, empty space.
But let's talk about it. So if we both know, all of us, I think most of our viewers are aware that the system is lying. So if the topic of making up the atomic model hoax, or why would they feed the story that there are atoms? What's the connection there?
Well, first of all, the atomic theory is a good theory and a good model. And scientists and engineers can use that model as a way to make predictions about if you mix this chemical with this chemical, or if it's actually a useful model. And this is the problem. People, because the education system is the way that it is, people confuse the model with the physical reality. So suppose I'm in Tallinn and I say, Hando, how do I get to this place? You might show me a map on a piece of paper, right? You might say, okay, you go up this street, then you go up that street, then you go over this hill and you'll see what you're looking for, right? So this map is a model. And it is accurate. If I follow your advice, go up here, go up there, yeah, I get to where I'm going. Useful model. But it doesn't mean that I live on a map. Mm-hmm. So you've got the map, it's a model, it can be accurate, but that's not the physical reality. Same with atoms. Atoms are a model, and it's a useful model, very useful. The problem is people, because of the education system the way it is, they think the model is actually real. They think they're actually empty. Their bodies are empty space or whatever. And I just want to make it clear, it's the same with heliocentrism. It's a useful model, right? In my opinion, this, not so much heliocentrism, but this idea that we live on a ball as a model is useful and it's accurate, in my opinion. But it doesn't mean we live on a ball. So you've got the map and you've got the terrain. And just this basic idea that I've explained in the last 5 minutes, this is more advanced than anything they teach in school. Why is that?
Yeah, interesting.
Like, this is what we call epistemology, this idea of knowledge. What is knowledge? Mental frameworks. That's not, at least in Australia, that's not taught in schools. You could talk, I think if you spoke to 100 people in the street in Melbourne and said to them, hello, I've got a question for you. What does epistemology mean? I think less than half could even explain what epistemology is. Well, hold on. You spent 12 or 13 years in school to learn things, but you don't know about the philosophical field of inquiry to do with what is knowledge. So why are you learning things for 12 years when you're not learning about what learning is?
Yeah.
Why are they giving you 12 years of knowledge, but they haven't encouraged you to think about what is knowledge? What is it to know something? What is objective reality? What is subjective reality? What is the map and what is the terrain distinction? These are fundamental concepts, and most people, at least in my country, get no education in that. But they do get education in the atomic model, in chemistry and physics, as I was given my education. So I left school knowing that atoms are real, and knowing that my body's made of them, and knowing that we live on a giant spinning ball, and knowing that dinosaurs used to roam around, and knowing that nuclear bombs could wipe us out. I knew all of these things. I didn't know what an epistemological framework was or how to reconsider my own. How is that possible? I've got a theory about that.
So do I.
What's your theory?
Maybe we will talk about the theory after the pause.
Yeah. So before we move any further, can you tell what happens to the person who shares this podcast on their Facebook feed? What can happen to that guy?
Well, hundreds, maybe thousands of people are going to share this, and I'm very happy about that. But only one of them, Hando, is going to be the lucky winner. They're going to win a box of this magnesium water. Not just the box of water, delivery is taken care of.
Yes.
This isn't one of those scams where they're like, it's free, but you have to pay for postage and handling. That's not one of these.
No scam.
The whole thing is covered.
Yep.
12 bottles of magnesium water, which we've been drinking. Very nice water. And to go into the running for that, they have to post this or share it on Facebook.
Exactly. Right. And we will be right back.